So it is said that we are now in the agentic AI era. That means an AI that can act as an agent on a system or on multiple systems. So to kind of demonstrate this, I've written a small agent. I've called it Eric the Half an Email Assistant, in reference, of course, to Eric the Half a Bee. And really the idea is that I give Eric access to my email and it can do things to my email. Now, more complicated agents have access to more than just email, but by reducing it to just one thing, it shows how it all fits together and how these things work. So in this video, I want to talk about how Eric works, show you the basic plumbing of it, show you how the data flows from one thing to another. And then at the end, there's a demo of Eric so you can see the kind of things that it does. And this is a learning process, so you understand the fundamentals. I did it for myself, so I understand the fundamentals of AI agents, and then of course we can see how that would be applied to bigger systems. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so let's get into this. Let's see how this thing is built. So here's a general overview, and so let's try to see all the different components we've got to put together here. So there's this Eric Python script. That kind of does all the coordination. And obviously, it's controlling email. So there is your mailbox. It's got all your emails in it. And Eric knows how to use the IMAP protocol. So that's a protocol for accessing email that stays on the server, different to POP3, stays on the server. And it can do things like move emails and mark them as read and unread, create new emails and create folders and all that kind of stuff that it kind of built into IMAP. It's a way of manipulating email on a server, on a message store, really, a place where all your emails are stored. And the Python script knows how to do it because Python's got all this stuff. You can get hold of it and plumb that into Python pretty easily. Now, on the other side, you've got a large language model. Okay, and the large language model is interesting because this is going to be fundamental to how this works. You can send it a text prompt, of course, as you would with all large language models, and it can reply with a text response, what it's kind of generated for that response. But it also has one part of it when it can return JSON, and it doesn't return any text when it returns JSON, it just returns JSON. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And then there's the user. So the user talks to Eric and says, you know, mark all my emails as unread or something like that. And then it takes that prompt, passes it on to the LLM. The LLM can do things, and if it's prompted to do so, Eric will recognize the LLM is telling it to do things with the email. So if you say mark this message as unread, then at some point, then Eric's going to recognize that's what the LLM is saying. Talk to IMAP and mark it as unread. And it does that via JSON. And we'll talk more about that in a second. So you've got the user, you've got the Eric script, you've got your emails, and you've got the large language model. Now, the way Eric works is like this. It starts off by loading up the configuration, some authentication information maybe, and other things like that, all the flags that you pass in. It then makes a connection to the mailbox over IMAP. It then reads in this file sol.md, and that's kind of taken that idea directly from OpenClaw. And basically that gives it the personality and behavior guidelines and tells it what it can do. And then it uses that as part of a prompt that it sends to the large language model. And it does that in a loop. So basically it's asking the user for a prompt like mark my emails as unread. It then combines that with the sol.md file. And it also combines that with a list of the current emails in the inbox. And it sends that to the large language model. So once you've sent over this prompt, the model analyzes the request and determines what it needs to do. And if it needs to call any tools, it will do that by returning just JSON. No text, just JSON. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. And then basically Eric will, if there is JSON that's come back, it knows it's got to talk to the IMAP server, do some things with the email. And then this part just goes around in a loop. You just keep going around asking the user what they want, asking the LLM to work out what it should do. And that's kind of an agent, basically a loop going around dealing with your data source, in this case, email, along with the interpretation of the tooling that needs to happen. So there are some command line flags to the Eric script. For example, you need to specify a mailbox. For your IMAP, you're going to need to supply a password. And if you want to, you can just say minus M and then give it the email address. You can also provide what's called an authentication file, which kind of got the username and the password and the server name kind of built nicely into this file. Handles all of that, really easy to use. It can either use OpenAI or Ollama, and that's a really good thing because you can do this all locally. So you can run Ollama with a fairly good model, let's say like GPT OSS 20 billion parameters. That will run on a good graphics card, a hefty graphics card with a lot of VRAM, and you can do it all locally. If you want to use OpenAI, then you can provide an OpenAI API key. And for example, you can provide minus yes, because obviously this is doing stuff. So it's dealing stuff with your email. So the default behavior from Eric is to say, do you really want to do this? And you say, yes. Do you really want to do this? Yes. But if you want to, you can just say, do everything. Now, I'm only using this on a test email account for that reason. But the options there to use it however you see fit. So how does it build the prompt? Well, it takes this sol.md file, as I said, which I kind of borrowed from OpenClaw. It takes the list of the current emails in the inbox. So it kind of knows you're dealing with emails. Here's the list of current emails. And then it kind of does this thing about the tooling. And so it says, look, if you want to read message number 2, for example, then you want to return JSON that's kind of formatted like this. In fact, I'll show you the real formatting or the more precise formatting in a moment. And then you've kind of got what the user says. So the user says, read the latest email from Alice and draft a reply confirming the meeting. So in that case, then the LLM knows it's got to find the email from Alice. It's got to read it, got to understand it. It's got to reply. And in that reply, it's got to say that you're going to the meeting. And the LLM kind of handles all that. So tool calling, this great idea that you can get LLM to do things with the IMAP server via the Eric script, is not because there's some new technique that they've done inside of LLMs. It's basically structured text prediction. So it knows how to emit valid JSON, and it knows how to emit it in such a way that it can achieve what it needs to achieve. So, before we might say, write this paragraph or, convert, translate this into French or something, and it knows how to do that. You can say to this, do what you need to do in JSON to talk to an IMAP server, and it can do that as well. And so we might say to it, if you want to read a message, then this is the JSON you want. You're going to have to say read message. You're going to have to say what message number you want. If you want to mark something as unread, then you call that. You have to give it a message ID. And the important thing is in the prompt, it says, if you want to call a tool, respond with only a JSON object. And this is really the key defining moment. When text comes back, it's talking to the user. When a JSON object comes back, the Eric script knows that means it's now time to parse that JSON and start doing things with IMAP. So really the LLM is working in two modes. It's either replying with text, that means it's going to the user, or it's replying with JSON, which means it's going to do some calls to IMAP and do things with the email messages. Okay, let me show it to you in action. Okay, so here I am at the Linux desktop. We're going to run the eric.python script. I'm saying I'm going to be using OpenAI using GPT-5 mini, and the minus yes, no guardrails takes away any kind of safety. So it's just going to go ahead and do everything. It doesn't need to ask me every time what it's going to do. So we're just going to go ahead and run it. And the first thing it does is list all the email messages that I've currently got in my inbox, and then just gives me a prompt. So I can say something like this, tell me about my inbox. Okay, and it will go away and it will ask GPT-5 mini, using all that prompt and the tooling and everything else, and it will come back and give me an answer. Okay, so here it's come back and give me an answer. It's told me about what my top items are. It's told me there are some newsletters, and it's basically analyzed my inbox. So I could say, are there any personal messages? Okay, so I've got some newsletters in there, as it's pointed out to me, about AI, fun enough. But maybe buried in there, there is. Number one is from Ralph. It says, welcome. So I could say this. I could say, draft a reply to Ralph and thank him for his message. Okay, so that's going to go ahead. Now, at the moment, Eric can only do drafting. It doesn't actually and automatically send. I thought that was just a step too far. Okay, so here it goes. There's the message it's drafted for me. Thank you for the message. I really appreciate reaching out. Looking forward to staying in blah. Now it says, would you like me to send it? Which it can't actually do, funny enough. But we can have a look now in my drafts folder. Okay, so here is my inbox here. So if I now go and look in drafts, look, there it is. There's that message that it created for me. that I wanted for it to do for me, and then I could hit send myself from here. So that's the kind of thing that Eric, the half an email assistant, can do. And there you have it, an AI agent written in Python that can talk to an email account, talks to a large language model. All the source code is in my GitHub repository. Love to hear what you think about Eric and what you think about agents, agentic AI in general. Love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I do hope you enjoyed this video, this look at Eric. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like this video and you like other videos of mine, then do subscribe to the channel. And if you want to support the channel, then please consider joining at one of the membership levels. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.